Magicians are known by many names. Illusionists, escape artists, conjurers. Combine all three, and you end up with one name. Cosentino. The magic is back.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Well,
the magic is back.
He became an overnight success on Australia's Got Talent over 10 years ago. Since then, he's written, produced and starred in 9 highly successful primetime specials, which have now been broadcast in over 40 countries and seen by over 500 million people.
Whoa.
He's here right now, if that is really him. Thank you for joining us, Cosentino.
Thank you for having me. Wow. Who wrote that introduction? Oh, it was me.
Yeah.
So, you or your mum, one of the two.
Now, you're about to kick off on a massive tour called Decennium. I hope I've said that right.
Correct, yes.
And before we were off the mic, Spider actually asked you, he said, where have you been? Where have you come from? And, or been touring recently. And I could just see the struggle. You closed your eyes and it just seemed so hard for you to think about where you've just been.
Yeah.
You're about to head off on a massive tour of 19 shows, like I said. What's the hardest thing for you about traveling around and living like that?
Well, people always think that you get to see the beautiful areas. You see a hotel and you see the theatre and that is it. You always miss birthdays, weddings.
But normally, if you are invited to the birthday or a wedding, they want you to play a role in that, don't they?
They do. They because I guess they want a bit of entertainment or... Look, people
are respectful. You need your downtime, though.
You do. Yeah. Some people always say, like, when they see you, they always say, like, do a trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
That would be so annoying. It'd be like being a comedian, hey, and everyone saying, say something funny. Tell us a joke.
A lot of comedians aren't that funny off, like when they're not on stage.
Yeah.
They're usually pretty serious people.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
what I mean. Yeah.
Hey, what's the most unusual country where they love Cosentino?
Oh, we did a lot of stuff in Southeast Asia. And Singapore was really good. Vietnam. Do you know what? The best was in the Philippines.
Okay.
They're receptive. They love magic and performance. They love to sing. They love to dance. They love the mystery of the magic. They're not trying to figure it out. They just kind of, they go with the idea that, you know, we don't understand how everything works, and they're cool with that.
Yeah,
so
that's
they're really,
such a good
really
point.
Responsive.
Mm. Yeah, because that would be so annoying, wouldn't it? Everyone just sitting there, not just enjoying the moment, but going, oh, how does he do that?
Yeah, trying to trick you out. Yeah.
Yes.
There's only two types of audience members, people who sit back and enjoy it for what it is, suspend disbelief, and people who try and figure it out and try and debunk it. And it doesn't really matter to me because both buy tickets.
Okay, yeah, then which one are you? Let's go around the table and go,
well said, which one are you?
Your money disappear.
I would have to say I'm a bit of both.
Bit of both.
No, you can't.
For Cosentino's show, someone of this calibre, no, I would just sit back and enjoy. You know why? Because I know I would be absolutely zero chance of working it out anyway.
What are you?
I'm a huge magic fan, but when I was a kid, and I wonder if they have challenged you, there was an organisation called the Skeptics Organisation, and they would challenge magicians to come and do their trick, and they would try and pull it apart. Have you been thusly challenged?
I haven't been challenged, but I do know about that, to debunk it. Look, and I get it. I'm not picking on people. It can be fun to try and figure it out. It's like solving a puzzle.
I'd sit on the edge of my seat trying to work out how
you've
done it.
And that
can
be fun, right? It's like playing with a Rubik's Cube.
Ali mentioned at the top you've done 9 specials, and I think I've seen most of those. In developing a show, that obviously has to have a finale, a special like that. How much pressure is there to develop new illusions for the ending of those big shows?
Yeah, the ending always needs to be something that's never been seen before. You have to break a world record. You've got to go deeper underwater. You've got to hold your breath longer. Yeah, the ending, you've got to devote a lot of time and attention. It takes about 6 months for an end piece.
Is that right? 6 months.
For literally 2 minutes.
Cosentino, celebrating 10 years as Australia's most successful magician, illusionist and escape artist with the Decennium Tour. And you're back here next year at the Star doing 2 shows on the one day, Saturday, March 4, a matinee, and then you're doing the evening show.
Yep. So if you want to come to the matinee, you can have an afternoon nap and, you know,
back it right up.
Yeah. Double, double.
He just thinned his eyes at you, Al.
I'm just checking to see if you have a donkey's tail.
Thanks, Cosentino.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Triple M Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.